that scripture reading for you. I know you missed a word there. I
wonder.
Pray the Lord of the heart.
want to be excused from a lesson like this or a call like this. No, don't call on me. So he said, who will go? Said me. And a poem by George MacDonald. He said, I said, let me walk in the fields. He said, no, walk in the town. I said, there are no flowers there. He said, no flowers, but a crown. I said, but the skies are black, and there's nothing but noise and din. And he wept as he sent me back. There is more, he said, there is sin. I said, but the air is thick, and the fog is veiling the sun. He answered, yet souls are sick, and souls in the dark undone. I said, I shall miss the light, and friends will miss me, they say. He answered, choose tonight if I am to miss you or they. I pleaded for time to be given. He said, is it hard to decide? It will not seem so hard in heaven to have followed the steps of your guide. Well, I cast one look at the fields, then set my face toward the town. And he said, my child, do you yield? Will you leave the flowers for the crown? And into his hand there went mine, and into my heart came he. And I now walk in a light divine, and in the path I have veered to see. So four calls for soul winning in our lesson this morning. Number one, the call from within. And I hope if you haven't felt this before, you'll feel it today. From the scripture reading, Peter and John are called before the Jewish tribunal of high priests. They're in Jerusalem, and they're there because not only have they healed the man, but they're preaching Jesus. And in Acts 4, verse 18, these officers, after they get the interesting phrase, you know, let's give them a threatening words. As they commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. Well, Peter and John replied in verse 20, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And it's that attitude from our time in our Bible class this morning and our lesson this morning in our worship assembly is that we want to instill within each of us an attitude that simply says we have to speak. We have to share. There's a need to tell. Someone said, Brian, heard this years ago, there are some scriptures that really bother me. I thought he might be talking about the ones he doesn't understand. And I said, oh, really? Which scriptures really bother you? And he says, the ones I understand. The ones that are so clear and plain, easy to be understood, that tell me how to live, and we give, you know, we need to have that attitude that when we present ourselves before God and say, you know, here am I, send me. If you speak, I'll listen. If you command, I'll obey. If you send, I'll go. Oh, I understand those verses. Psalm 107, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. And that's you and me. Jeremiah described it this way in Jeremiah 20. Then I said, I'll not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But, oh, his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not. Have to tell it. It was a call from within. And all of us need to develop that I need to speak, share, send out. Second, there's a call from without. A call from without. In Acts chapter 16, beginning of verse 8, says, so passing by Mysia, they came down to Troas. And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. And he tells the vision. The man of Macedonia, he stood and pleaded with me, saying, stanza, we have heard the Macedonian call today. Send the light. There's the call from without. As Brother Nance mentioned so powerfully in his lesson this morning, and so many examples and the numbers that he mentioned of people that are sounding that same call. Come tell us. Come give us that gospel message. And almost like that, they're pleading. Send someone. Let us know what the gospel is. The Bible truth. There. You know, the back of our bulletin, you know, lists many of our missionary efforts. We're answering that call to other nations. You know, Jack Barber, involved in Latin American missions. Steve Worley, here just recently, involved in Africa. You know, and Robert Hall, now Dave Nance is going to be sharing that work with him. You know, in India, missions. So we have striven to answer that call from far away, the nations. We've also strived to answer the call within our nation. Many times we've heard calls of brethren and others in distress, and so we support that disaster relief, supplying physical needs as well as a gospel message. Our bulletin lists several websites, you know, that are local and even in, you know, Arizona, in our own, striving to reach those in our nation. For several years, we mailed the Heart to Heart magazine to every address in Imperial Beach, striving to reach everyone within the sound of the building here. We've striven to answer the call from the world, from our nation, from our community, and even those in our assembly. When we have guests, when we have visitors, everyone who leaves here will have heard the gospel plan of salvation before you leave. It will be in our either in our songs or our prayers, in our lesson, but certainly at the close of every lesson, we give you a clearly defined outline of what it takes to become a Christian and then to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've striven to answer the call from without, from our world, our nation, our community, and within the walls of the building here. Number three, there's a call from above. A call from above. It's in the Great Commission. You've heard it so many times, but in this context, the call from above. Jesus, right before his ascension, 40 days after the Passover, 10 days before the New Testament church begins, Jesus, what are your last words? What do you want to say to the disciples? And he says that in Matthew 28, it records that Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore," or "go ye." Go. There's a heavenly calling in our ministry, in our outreach. Go. Make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you. And again, we're not alone in this. He closes by saying, "And I'm with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen." Well, Peter and John, perhaps even remembering that call from above, and here they are, we read in our text, in Jerusalem, and they were strictly threatened and commanded, "Don't teach." But they're at it again in the next chapter of Acts, in chapter 5. They didn't let the Jewish tribunal keep them from preaching, so now they're brought before the council. In Acts 5, verse 28, the council reminded Peter and John, "Didn't we strictly command you not to teach in this name? Didn't we say don't do it?" And then, interesting phrase too that they added. They said, "And look, you filled Jerusalem with your doctrine, and you intend to bring this man tells a story, and it begins about a certain rich man. And then Jesus introduces another person. Says a certain beggar named Lazarus. Then he tells the story, both of them died. Lazarus, in verse 22, is carried by angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man, in verse 23, is just described as being in torment in Hades. So he introduces the two people, certain rich man and a certain beggar named Lazarus. Two different places where they go. The rich man in Hades cries out to Abraham. He says, beginning in verse 27, said, I beg you, therefore. He begs. There's something inside this man now. There's a sense of urgency. There's a message that he says, I need to get this message out. There's a call from within in this man. He says, I beg you, therefore, Father, that you would send him, meaning Abraham or somebody, to my father's house. For I have five brothers. Testify to them. Give them a message. A soul-saving message. Abraham, lest they also come to this place of torment. So Abraham said to him, they have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them. And in this discourse back and forth, the rich man in Hades, in the torment, concerned for his five brothers, still presents his argument. He says, No, Father Abraham, if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent. He said, they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded though one rise from the dead. The point of this story, at least in our lesson today, that souls in torment become interested in saving the souls remaining here on earth. They're crying out, send someone. Their message is, if we could hear them, don't come here. We're tormented in this flame. So there's four calls for reaching out in missionary effort and soul winning in our lesson this morning. Call from within. Call from without. Call from above. A call from beneath. So I just put in your closing. Because of these four calls, Paul said in Romans 1 verse 16, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I'm not ashamed of that. I'm not embarrassed to make that presentation. I'm not hesitant to hold back a soul-saving message. I'm not cowering back and they go, I wonder if I should say something or not. No. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, the Jew and the Greek. So the lesson is this. First, I want you to answer the call to become a Christian. And then answer the call to reach out to others with the gospel. If you're not a member of the New Testament church, you're not a Christian, you have not been baptized for remission of sins, I mentioned a moment ago, we say this at the close of every lesson. There's an understandable plan, a formula, or ingredients, necessary steps to become a Christian. Number one is that you need to hear the gospel. Hear the gospel. Paul said in Romans chapter 10, how can you believe in someone you haven't heard? Jesus said in Matthew 11, come unto me, you'll learn of me. So you need to hear that good news message that God so loved the world. He sent a son to accomplish something for us that we could not do for ourselves. He provided something that we needed. And we couldn't. So you need to hear the good news message. Second, you need to believe it. Jesus said in John chapter 8, verse 24, except you believe that I'm He, you'll die in your sins. Hebrews 11, verse 6 said, without faith, it's impossible to please Him. He that comes to God must believe. Believe that He is and that He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after Him. And then you'll, number three, a third step for that necessary ingredient to become a Christian, you'll want to repent. Turn your life around. And Jesus said it in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5. Except you repent, you'll perish. And then number four, you'll want to confess your faith that Jesus Christ is God's Son. That's what the Ethiopian did when Philip preached unto him Jesus in Acts chapter 8. Preaches unto him Jesus, and the Ethiopian sees water. He says, here's water. Anything hindering or stopping me from being baptized? Philip said, if you believe, you may. So he made his confession of faith. He didn't repeat a sinner's prayer. He confessed his faith. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Philip says, stop the chariot. And that's the fifth requirement, that fifth step. They both went down into the water, both Philip and Ethiopian. Philip baptized him. Both of them come up out of the water, and the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. Philip's caught away to go to another place. So we simply say, here's a formula or steps to become a Christian. Can't misunderstand that. No one leaves here not knowing what to do to become a Christian, a member of the New Testament church. If you've already done that, in this invitation we're extending and inviting you to become a Christian, just come. If that's your desire, if that's your resolve while we're singing this song, simply come and have a seat beside me. And at the close of the song, I'll simply ask you, what's on your mind? And your response is, Brian, I want to be baptized. And we'll stop the charity. And you'll be baptized. If you want to ask brethren for strength or encouragement, we can also accomplish that. Whosoever will may come, the gospel is for all. Let's stand together, sing the song that Dennis has requested for us.